We were talking last half hour about bad bosses. Move on now to bad dads, or just one dad. But he's bad enough pretty much for a lot of them. Guy's name is David Andrew Shawfield. And as we would point out, if we
who does he play for?
If we know all three names, he's either a supermodel, a serial killer, or he was arrested. But he left his children in a hot car, I'm guessing with the windows up and the ignition off. He lives in Florida because he was inside a grocery store buying them drinks. A cold drink, you know, I guess it was like a convenience store. It says a supermarket, but I'm guessing it was some, maybe a convenience store.
Yeah.
Passerby spotted the kids, called the cops. Police show up on the scene, called for someone to come pick up Shawfield's kids, and his dad, or the dad yells at his kids, quote, "See, I'm going to jail because you wanted something to drink. I'm never going to get out. I hope you're happy," end quote.
Wow.
And upon being arrested, he then told the arresting officers, quote, "Oh, well, I could use a vacation," end quote. The most disturbing thing about that, for me, is the fact that people like that, once again, are populating.
Yes, they are.
They are being fruitful and multiplying.
Well, and you know, that's the second story today from Florida. Apparently, it's Florida we got to be worried about
there
here.
There tends to be a higher concentration in Florida of that because of the population, not only because of the population, but also because of, you know, it's I don't know. Florida attracts all kinds, and maybe it's the weather. But, it makes me go back. Excuse me, I'm having a throat thing going on here.
You'll be fine.
It makes me go back, and I'm reminded of, I tried to watch the movie Idiocracy, but I turned it off because it was too truthful. It was too prophetic.
Sometimes the truth stings.
It made me sick because I thought this movie is truth. I mean, and if you've never seen it, what it is a guy wakes up in the future, and the nation has literally become a cesspool of humanity. Because of the rate at which the people, frankly, who don't need to be having kids are having kids, and the people who probably, you know, who should have some more kids aren't having kids. And so basically the idiots outnumber the smart people very quickly, and the result is idiocracy.
One of the great parts of that movie is the opening sequence where they show the Billy Bob Ray and Sally Joe.
Yes.
And how their family tree quickly expands like to nine times
exactly.
of that of this husband and wife who have like Harvard degrees and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was a good movie.
And again, it's designed to be funny, but I found it anything but.
I thought it was a documentary.
Because, yeah, it's what it felt like more than anything else. So go see it if you can. Two men showed up to a Princeton Porsche in Lawrence, New Jersey, Porsche dealership. They wanted to test drive the new Porsche Panamera. I don't know. It's not in my price range.
Yeah.
So
that was a great old song, "One Panamera." Remember that?
Oh yeah. I was thinking the old Van Halen song, "Panamera."
Okay.
They claimed
you fly on Panamera Airlines.
No, that's the new show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These two guys claimed that one of them had just won a nice chunk of change in a legal settlement, so he was looking for a new set of wheels. Can you smell the rat? After the spin around central New Jersey, the men took off, and the next day, so did the Panamera they had driven earlier. Police think the thieves handed the dealer a fake key after the test drive. A police detective used a more technical term that they had pulled the old switcheroo. So they hand the salesperson a fake key, and they come back later with the real key and take the car, allegedly.
I guess they didn't have those little gates on the lock, or on the car lock.
Because you would think that you would not want to damage your new Porsche, even if you didn't buy it.
Right.
But
you can't pick up chicks if you got a damaged Porsche.
No. And
those are words to live by.
I'm telling you. Hey, add that to the inscription wall. We need to have an inscription wall. Because Tom's famous statement is you know, there's a 10% chance of anything happening on any given day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And now we've learned that.
Yeah, you can't pick up chicks with a damaged Porsche.
Glad I could contribute.
Add that to not being able to roller skate in a buffalo herd. Mayor of a town in the Philippines has rejected a proposal to move an animal to a wildlife compound. The animal, by the way, is a crocodile, which, by the way, weighs literally a ton.
That's a big croc.
Does not want to move it to a wildlife compound.
Sounds like a croc to me.
Yeah. because the mayor has grown attached to the reptile. While many think the 21-foot crocodile, yeah, I said 21 feet long. If I'm doing my math right, that's 7 yards. Seven yards. I believe that was the average per pass completion for the Arkansas offense on Saturday.
Hey-o.
Too soon?
Yes, yes. Still stings. Pour the salt on. Go ahead.
While many think the 21-foot crocodile captured last month should be transferred to a wildlife compound, the mayor disagrees. He says, quote, I'm so attached to Lolong, I'm guessing that's the name of the crocodile, I spend most of my time with the crocodile. I consider him my son now, end quote. Sir, with all due respect to your office as mayor of whatever town this is in the Philippines, I'm guessing, given the chance, your real son wouldn't eat you.
Yeah.
Correct.
But your reptile son would.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's like Scarface, where he wanted a, you know, giant tiger in his backyard. Maybe it's that thing. He has that Scarface mentality.
And he ended up with two tigers, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Right.
And we saw how Scarface ended.
And what's really sad is that the average was actually 17 yards.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
So, right. So without even trying, I was paying the defense a compliment.
Yes, you were, by 10 yards. Yeah.
17 yards.
Yeah, 5'10", 30 for 5'10". That, doing my little arithmetic with the little house and everything, it comes to 17. Yeah.
Yikes. Let's see here. Well, I just sucked the wind out of my sails right there.
Which is another croc.
Yeah, no kidding. FBI says it hasn't yet determined if Friday's stick-up at a San Diego bank was the work of the elusive geezer bandit. Once again.
The geezer bandit?
Elusive geezer bandit.
Remember the Santa Claus bandit here in town?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Had the beard?
Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't elusive and geezer pretty much a contradiction in terms?
Yeah. I'm making my getaway. I'm very slowly getting away.
Maybe he had his rascal souped up, you know?
Yeah.
Put a couple extra.
Get the bikes! A suspect described as 60 to 70 years old. Now, there's your definition of geezer, apparently.
Well, I hope not. Because I'm in that group.
I did that just to poke the old geezer across the hall. Suspect described as 60 to 70 years old.
Held up a bank inside a supermarket.
Matched the method and
where did we 60s get in the same bracket with the 70s anyway? How did that happen?
Matching the method and description of the culprit who has pulled 14 such jobs around Southern California since 2009. Shouldn't you just be looking for the guy with the black mask and the blinker on as he gets away? Yeah. And I'm guessing he was probably parked in the fire lane anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or maybe he was parked
in the... Now you're getting personal.
Yeah, maybe he was parked in the handicap spot.
You know, with age comes wisdom. That's all it is.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to... I'm just,
and did he pull the Uncle Leo trick from Seinfeld? I'm an old man. I forgot to pay.
Hi, I'm Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. First of all, I want to thank our many longtime customers for doing business with us. We at the Gibson Agency really appreciate our local customers, and we'll do everything we can to give them the best possible service combined with extremely competitive insurance products. I also want to thank all of our new customers for the monumental growth achieved by the Gibson Agency in the last 2 years. One of the reasons that the Gibson Agency has grown so much is that we don't just represent one or two insurance companies. We are an independent insurance agency, and we represent over 25 insurance companies. This gives us a competitive advantage because we can shop your insurance needs for you and help you choose the best coverage and the best rates. If you don't do business with us yet, we invite you to give us an opportunity to show you why so many others in the Brazos Valley look to W.E. Gibson Insurance for their personal, farm, and business insurance needs. Give us a call at 694-1555 or drop by our office in the Kroger Shopping Center on Rock Prairie Road.
James's business was booming, but the bigger his company got, the harder it became for him to manage his human resources. He needed a $1 million employee without the $1 million salary. That's when GNA Partners stepped in. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provided James with an entire team of people to manage all of his HR needs and help protect his assets. Now James has time to focus on what's really important, his golf swing. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. Learn more about what GNA did for James and what we can do for you at milliondollaremployee.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. In Joshua 24, we find one of the great speeches in the Bible. In this powerful speech, Joshua reminded the Israelites of all the good God had done for them. He then charges them to fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth. And in verse 15, Joshua said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The world has always been deficient of men with the courage of Joshua to stand before an entire nation and declare the testimony of God, saying that he will follow the Lord regardless of what all others decide to do. The challenge for us, friends, is to have the same bravery and dedication as Joshua. There's a gospel song that echoes this challenge. It says, "Dare to stand like Joshua, dare to say the word. As for me and for my house, we will serve the Lord." Thank you for listening. This has been the Bible Minute.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, and the team dealerships of Navasota. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
8:51, Brazos Valley weather forecast here on News Talk 1620 WTAW, brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-7752929. Sunshine today, very nice, just like it was yesterday, with a high in the mid to upper 80s, and going to be that way for the next couple of days. We will see a warming trend toward the weekend, possibly getting back into the 90s. Low tonight in the mid 50s, and then upper 50s tomorrow night. It's about 58 degrees right now. Jordan had to duck out because he's got a real job.
He's got a real job?
Yeah, so he has to go do that.
Uh-huh.
So,
I understand.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We'll hold it down for another seven and a half minutes.
Yeah,
so.
We'll dock your pay, but that's all right.
Yeah. So much for that.
Yeah.
So much for that full trade gift certificate you were going to get for being here today. So.
That's right.
People in Denmark are now
the luckiest people in the world?
Not necessarily, if you like fatty foods.
Oh.
Denmark has instituted a fat tax. Fewer than 10% of Denmark's population is considered obese, but the Danish government is taking no chances on them becoming more like us fat Americans. So they're instituting a fat tax that took effect over the weekend. October 1st, Danes saw a price increase in products that are high in saturated fats, which researchers at Denmark's Institute of Food and Resource Economics are...
They're not in the SEC, are they?
No.
I'm good.
No. No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Denmark's Institute of Food and Resource Economics. If you took out the food part, they'd just be dire.
That's right.
They say that the food's high in saturated fats have contributed to the cause of 4% of that nation's premature deaths. So now butter, oils, and high-fat dairy products will see the biggest price increases. Products with more than 2.3% saturated fat will be taxed. Of course, 16 kroner per kilogram, and I know you know all of that. That's about $2.90, though.
Mm.
For example, shoppers should be ready to pay up to 30% more for butter and 8% more for a bag of chips.
Well, that'll slim us down.
8% more on a bag of chips. So if you get them on sale, let's say they're 2 for $4. So you pay a little bit more.
So if you dip your chips in butter, you just cut out both of those.
Well, you're just asking for them at that point. Hello.
I would think people in Denmark would want more fat so they can keep warm in the winter.
Yeah, good point. Appreciate it.
Yeah, like whales,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cold there, and plus they have a city that's named after a snuff.
That's right.
Copenhagen?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's good.
No, it wasn't. Actually, I think it's the other way around. They didn't say, oh, that's a fine product. Let's name our city after it. The loneliness of some people apparently knows no bounds. Because if for some reason now if you want a fake girlfriend, you can do that. And this fake girlfriend will send you text messages and phone calls. there's a website that we're not going to give you because it's simple enough, and if you need one, go find some real friends. You simply save the company's number in your phone under whatever name you've given your imaginary lady friend, and then send a text when you're out with friends, coworkers, or whoever you've been lying to saying you have a girlfriend. The service will then send you a girlfriend-like message closely followed by a phone call.
Oh, you are lonely.
The messages and calls range in content, but most are along the lines of, why don't you leave the boys and come hang out with me? Now, if someone would do that, do they not realize that most of the people that you might be out with at that point in time, if they have girlfriends, they don't want to see those types of messages themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're going to do it on purpose?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's strangling loneliness is what that is. Looking for a special...
Which is the worst kind of loneliness.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely, as opposed to friendly loneliness.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a special snack, we'll gross you out with this. How about a packet of chocolate-covered bugs, chocolate chip mealworms, or cricket lollipops? An entomologist in Australia is breeding edible bugs and selling them as special treats at corporate functions and children's parties. Most of the time, you don't have to cover a bug in candy to get a kid to eat it. They'll just eat it anyway. Well, you know, when they're young.
Yeah.
Blackburn, this guy's name is Sky Blackburn, runs the Green Scorpion and Bug Shop, Sydney-based online company that sells the creatures for human and animal consumption as well as for collections. He says one of his big sales days this year was Father's Day.
Oh.
Really? When they sold a lot of gift packs, which include chocolate-covered bugs and flavored lollipops with bugs in the center. I know it's a gag
crunchy.
Gift. Yeah, I know it's a gag gift thing, but, mm-hmm. I mean, it seems to me that if you want to get left out of the will, get Dad a gift pack of bugs, edible bugs. Dad, you can eat them. They're delicious. Well, you first, Junior. How about that? You chow down on one of them and then come see me. I have to pass. All right. On this date in history.
Hey, you know, I love this part.
And we're early, but hey.
Hey,
Monday,
you know.
We do what we can.
Yeah, sure.
We mentioned earlier, and on his birthday, which I didn't realize till today, this date in 2003, Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy, critical condition following a tiger attack during a performance. The tiger was a 7-year-old named Montecore, and that was his very first show. And so it was the tiger's first show. It was Roy's birthday,
He
was mauled on this date in 2003, 8 years ago. This date in 1960, we all learned how to whistle a tune. The Andy Griffith Show premiere.
Oh, yeah.
On CBS.
Yeah, throw that rock into a pond.
Yeah. Lasted 8 seasons and continues today in reruns and is still just about some of the best TV you can find.
You know, you can't see anything like that today.
Nope.
No.
No. Now you get 2.5 men.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness. My Aunt Bea would roll over in her grave.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And she'd come in, wipe the flour off on her apron, shaking her head, and waddle back in the kitchen and making biscuits.
Man, so. Floyd the barber,
yeah.
he'd be befuddled.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, but wasn't he always?
Yeah, that's right.
He was never fuddled.
Yeah, that's right. He'd stutter a lot,
as
I recall, yeah.
This date, 1995, O.J. Simpson was found not guilty of the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend, Ronald Goldman.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Didn't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's in jail, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's still in prison.
So then he goes back and is hanging out at the Palace Station in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Steal some of his stuff he said was his own.
You're going to steal it back. All right. You got
to
say.
I got about 8 minutes.
No, you got a little less time. No, we got a phone call. Hello.
Oh, good.
Didn't somebody say Floyd the Barber became the president of Texas A&M?
You think President Loftin looks like Floyd the Barber? They wear bow ties.
But let that soak in for a second.
Both have mustaches.
And they both wore glasses or wear glasses. So
that's right.
One wore, one wears.
I doubt if Floyd knew anything what the SEC was.
Probably not.
Oh, that's
probably
true.
Not. So, all right, you got a little over a minute. No.
Okay, well, at the box office over the weekend, that Dolphin Tale, which has been on for a couple of weeks, was the winner at the box office with $14.2 million.
I guess it's catching on. Either that or there were some really bad movies.
It got an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, so they like it. Moneyball. Second week was finished second at $12.5 million. The Lion King, the 3D, was $11.1 million. It was third, and the 50-50 show finished fourth. Those all got passing grades on Rotten Tomatoes, and that was the top four. Courageous finished fifth, I believe, in its debut weekend with $8.8 million. Had something. Oh, here we go. Gene Simmons of the of Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been with Shannon Tweed for a long time.
Almost 30 years.
Yeah, they even got a couple of kids and things like that.